beginning, God spoke. God spoke his word, and word created. God's word created sun and moon, trees and seagrass, sparrows and lions. Nothing exists that was not created through him. In the beginning was the word. God's word created man. He created man, and then God's word became a man. He put on flesh and dwelt among us, the word incarnate. The word came so that the incarnation can continue, so that our lives can become incarnate, the whole of life an incarnation of the word. The word taught us. He showed us how to love and how to live. God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path while we live on this earth. The word came to be light, to shine in the darkness, to be the way so we can know how to go. He spoke words for us to hear and was the word for us to see. He was the words he spoke because we are simple and slow and need more than one way to comprehend. Someday we will no longer need the sun, for the word will be our lamp in the New Jerusalem. The word will be our lamp, and so we will know the way, will remain in the way. The word is light, and the word is love, and the word shows us that love knows no bounds. All while teaching by example, the word gave himself up for us. The word gave himself so that we can know love. The word gave himself so that we can be love. The word is in the beginning, and the word is in the end, and the word holds all the in-between together. In him